Welcome to a guided imagery and relaxation session to help with getting you off to sleep. It's best if you have shut down your computer, stopped texting or twittering, stopped studying, anything that stimulates your brain or requires high-level analysis or engagement, at least half an hour before bed. Don't expect your brain to go from full-on stimulation to rest suddenly. It needs time to slow down, time to calm down and prepare for the work that gets done when you're asleep. Repairing, manufacturing, sorting out and storing the day's events and refreshing your muscles and so on. Before we start, please ensure that you're comfortable, warm, won't be interrupted, and am able to settle down to sleep by the time we're finished. If you need to go to the toilet, put the cat out or get it in, or get changed for bed, pause this now and do what it is that you need to do. Okay. First, we need to start settling down ready to sleep. Wiggle around if you need to and just get comfortable. Take a slow, deep breath. Right the way down to your tummy. Feel your tummy area inflating. Hold it for a moment. Now let it go softly, slowly, and all the way out. You should feel your tummy area going down as you do this. Do this a few more times while I talk. Don't worry if you feel a little dizzy at first. That's just your brain getting used to the right level of oxygen. If you do get dizzy, it shows you need to do this exercise more often. Your body is probably operating with too little oxygen. You might be breathing too shallowly and too fast. This triggers your brain to keep you in alert mode. However, most of the time you should be in rest and relaxation mode. You only need to be in alert when you're in danger or about to perform in some way. Sport, exams, stage performing, job interview and so on. Continue with the gentle deep breathing and imagine your muscles and nerves letting go of tension. It's as if they have been holding on to all the tensions, disappointments, stresses, hurts and pains of your life, like little clenched fists. With every breath in, you're taking in fresh, clean new air that refreshes and calms. With every breath out, you're letting go of toxins, tensions, stresses. Imagine that with every breath out, all the nerve endings and muscle fibres are relaxing and loosening their grip on the feelings of stress, tension, pain and disappointment, and all the chemicals they may have been holding on to. Those clenched fists are slowly but definitely loosening and letting go. Breathing in gently and breathing out slowly. Feel and see the toxins flowing down and out of your body through the pores and ends of your fingers, heels, toes, flowing out of you and away from your body, off the bed and further away. Out a window, a door, and into the night to evaporate and disappear. Not for you to worry about. For tonight at least, just relax and let your mind and body calm down and settle into a state of comfort and warmth. Maybe as you see it moving away, you realize some of the toxins and those stresses don't need to be held onto at all. They are of and from the past, not of your now. There is no right way to do this, just your way. And each time you'll do it, it'll be easier and easier, relaxing quickly and deeply. Relaxing and letting go with every breath out, right from the top of your head, down through your neck, shoulders, softening and relaxing, upper arms, elbow, lower arms, wrist, palm, back of the hand and all the fingers and thumbs. Upper arms, elbow, lower arm, wrist, palms, back of the hand, and all of your fingers and thumbs. Breathing out, letting it go. Softening and relaxing. Upper back, chest, lower back, diaphragm, all the internal organs, letting the tensions, hurts, and disappointments go. Breathing in gently and out slowly. Hips, buttocks, thighs, quads and knees, loosening up, relaxing, calves, shins, top of the feet, heels, arches, toes, relaxing and soft. Just gently breathing and paying attention to how you're feeling relaxed and calm. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Just comfortable, safe, and warm. And as you continue breathing gently, deeply and softly, I'd like you to imagine a beach scene, making it safe. If you feel more comfortable with others there, then there are voices off in the distance. If you feel better being there on your own, then that's okay too. It's a warm day. Light breeze gently blows. You can feel it on your skin. You might be under a lovely big tree. What do you hear? Seagulls. Wind in the trees or the leaves. The waves. What do you see? Sunlight through branches, waves, the seagulls. What do you feel? Dry sand. And how's that different to wet sand? A towel. Cool water. breeze on your skin. What do you taste? Salt water? Sweat? What can you smell? Salt? Fish and chips? Suntan lotion? Taking the time to really hear, see, feel, taste and smell. Imagine moving down across the warm, dry sand to the water's edge, where the sand is quite firm. The footprints are more defined. Watching the waves lap up on the sand. A bit of foam at the edge. And the wave recedes, draining back down, leaving a wet outline on the sand to the highest point where it went. And then that too drags away. Then the next wave comes up onto the sand and reaches a slightly different point. Bit of foam and holds until it too runs away, leaving the wet outline of how high it reached before that drains out of the sand as well. Being really aware of how everything seems to know what its job is, that the repeating nature of the waves is so soothing. So reassuring. Whether you're watching or not, these waves just keeping up, coming up on the sand, doing their job. Allowing yourself to relax and let your body do the job it needs to do. Relaxing. And just letting the world turn without you for a little while. Just focusing on the waves and your gentle breathing in and out.